There it is.
Alright, we're good.
They're like, you guys should have left my cam on.
They would say that.
Bang. You should have left my cam on. I'm fucking sexy.
Welcome Twist to that another beer, exciting episode all of right. Video
Mike's
Game
Mike's about to go
Bang.
Hot in a second.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
Pretty much, Microsoft and Marvel. Thank you. Cans are on. It's an issue.
You can
get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like pink thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items. My job. He can play the right.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you're listening to the Video Game Bang. Don't adjust your podcast channels. Do they even do that anymore? Hold on real quick.
Yeah, they adjust.
Nope, they can't even hear you right now because I made sure everybody was muted until I finally went live. Now they can hear.
Now they
you.
Can hear. Did they hear you? Did they hear your intro?
Oh yeah, they heard my intro. Yeah, I made sure that I was unmuted.
Of course.
But I just had a feeling that everybody else wasn't going to be, you know, as calm as, you know, some people were. So yeah, if you are listening and you're like, where is the What's Up Pizzas? He's not running the ones and twos today, everybody. You got Sir Aaron Carter behind the ones and twos, but he is here. He's just via satellite from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Corey Vincent, everybody.
What's up, pizzas? How's it going, everybody? I am indeed in Washington, D.C., living it up, seeing all sorts of things that I never thought I'd ever see before.
In Trump land.
In Donald Trump land.
And is that why you're under a closet right now? If you're joining us live, you see that he's clearly locked away in somebody's closet like a trafficked, you know, human or something like that.
I am Harry Potter is okay. What it really is. And I'm doing the podcast from underneath some stairs. So if you see what this beautiful piece of,
mahogany.
Mahogany right here. Okay. We are at the finest Airbnb that we could have possibly found in the best neighborhood in Washington, D.C., with the sights and sounds of Donald Trump's minions all outside.
Okay, I'm a little nosy. When I go to Airbnbs, I like to look in their medicine cabinet. Did you do that yet?
It was completely empty.
Oh, okay. So
they're smart.
Oh, very smart.
No, but these people were nice enough, and they left, like, a little mini bottle of Fireball, like, I think a whiskey.
Wow.
And an entire package of Cuban cigars.
Nice.
Whoa.
What? Nice. All yeah. Lies, though. All lies.
No, I mean, we played some poker last night, because I'm out here with the Energy Smite team.
Uh-huh.
And we played some poker. I went out and had a stogie. It was a beautiful day in Washington, D.C.
You're really living up this hipster life with that beard now, aren't you?
I am. I'm loving the hipster life.
Had a stogie, you know. He's drinking, you know.
Stogie's risky with a beard.
It sure is.
He could even eat a hot dog without shaking in it.
Where are my manners? The real David Webb's here.
What's going
with
on,
us,
everybody?
Everybody. I don't know why I forgot to, you know. It's a Wednesday. It's a weird.
It's weird. We have a lot of wheels turning this episode.
A lot. And we have a packed house, by the way, people.
Packed house. Even though Aaron and I are the only ones in studio.
I'm plenty interesting enough. The whole show could have been ran just off of my interview, but, you know, you got to get the baby.
You see where that hang-up button is?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it right now. Yeah. Of course, the first time that she's ever been under the hostilages of Sir Aaron Carter, we have Ivy Doomkitty in the chat room, in our hearts, on the Skype, everywhere. What's up, Ivy?
Hey, boys.
Ooh, wow.
Wow.
Ooh, and now she's in my pants.
So I've got to go
Corey.
Change real quick.
Hey, Ivy.
Luke Cage.
Oh, wow. That's an old deep cut. There it is. For those that don't know, Luke Cage has started a relationship with Corey's mother. So it's a very touchy subject. But we have a special guest today, everybody.
Two
special guests. That's correct. I hear that they were once stunt doubles on the show Friends. We're going to confirm or deny this. I'm not sure. We have to see.
Hang on. Let's put a pause on that intro really quick. What stunts did they do in Friends?
They did a lot of stunts on Friends.
Was it the fountain scene? Did
they have yeah,
stunt doubles for them?
Exactly.
That's risky.
I could have swore that that wasn't the real actors. That were these two. They were out there kicking the water around everything. From Mainframe USA, everybody. Chandler and Josh, correct? Am I saying
Josh,
this correctly?
Yep. Like there's some other way to say properly. Like there's some other way to say that.
Joshua
Josue in Spanish.
There you go. Yes.
Oh.
Jose.
Josue. Yes. What's up, guys?
Hey, good What's to be up? Here. Video Game Bang crew.
Yeah.
They are coming live from SLC Punk. And that's an right. awesome movie. Awesome movie, by the way. If you have never seen it, definitely go see it. And they're going to give us some more information about Mainframe USA, what they're all about, how they started the brand. And I think, okay, before I start the interview, because I don't think I got to answer this when we did a little Q&A beforehand, the design. So Webb was wearing Mainframe way before I think we even got in contact with you guys. He would come on the show. He always had the hat on. And yeah. like
wore... he's always Instagramming photos
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
He's always telling
religiously.
Us how. Yeah, he actually every time would try. He would be selling us on this Mainframe stuff, and then finally when he said you guys were interested in doing something with us, we looked at the website and we're like, oh, well, actually, Webb has a point.
Like kind of cool stuff is, right?
Yeah, it's actually not bad. It's
yeah,
really good stuff.
And I was like, I'm not a flashy guy. You know, I don't.
And
stunt
and by
out.
Nature we're not. By nature we're not sellouts, but Webb wanted to go gung ho in the Mainframe, and we went with him on this magic carpet ride, and it's been pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, I was less of a crazy ex like stalker and more of like a fan.
Oh, okay, yeah,
let's
sure.
Just clarify that.
Yeah, uh-huh. sure. That's what it was.
Thank you.
That's what they all say.
So that's true. That they do all say that.
Let
every once in a while you identify with a brand, and Webb clearly was really identified with this brand, and he ended up he was not wrong about this.
Oh well, thank you. We're secretly paying him a lot of money. So.
I was gonna say, I
got the check in the mail today.
He hasn't told
thanks.
You guys yet.
For the longest, I thought the Mainframe logo was
guys.
Just Webb's logo or something. I was like, he wears that everywhere.
Now I gotta cut them in.
Let us know, guys. How did this Mainframe start? Like, how did you get all this popping?
Yeah, so I'm Josh. I'm a founder and creator. Chandler, this is Chandler. He's co-founder. Couldn't do this without him. How did it get started? Well, I played video games my whole life. In college, I started playing League of Legends. You guys might have heard of it.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of a small game.
Okay.
Never heard
there
of
is
that.
No League of Legends. There is only Smite.
What is League? What is League?
Yeah.
What is?
I started playing in season 2. The glory days for me were season 2, 3, and maybe 4. But anyway, season 2, I was playing. And then in 2012, I got tickets. I was living in California at the time. But I got tickets to go to the League of Legends World Championship at the Staples Center in L.A. So...
Nice.
There's no way I'm going to pass
awesome.
That up.
Nice.
No, I didn't get tickets. I actually bought tickets to go.
Oh, okay. I thought they, like, gifted them to you or something.
Yeah, no, I wish I was so fortunate. But so I showed up to the event, and I've blogged about this on our website, mainframeusa.com. You can check it out. It's like our first blog post. And I'm there standing around, looking around, seeing all kinds of people, like you guys and Chandler and me, and I'm looking at everybody, and they're all wearing Hurley or Quicksilver or Adidas or Nike. And I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, you know, this is too diverse of a group that are all connected by the same passion for video games. And there's nothing that represents them. Sure. There was t-shirts that said League of Legends on it or Nintendo but we wanted to create something that had a logo that represented gaming lifestyle, make it simple. Straightforward, you could wear into the streets, so like a streetwear approach.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how the idea spawned was in 2012 at the League of Legends World Championship. It was the Taipei Assassins versus Zubu Frost.
Wow, you remember to the details too. Look at that. Who was going? Who won in that one? Do you remember that?
I think it was Taipei, but let's see what they say in chat.
Yeah, they'll definitely. Oh, it was there.
I'm like, no, it was a Zubu.
So the logo, how'd you get the logo? Did you guys outsource for that and have somebody in, or was this a brainchild of your own? It was like, I need something to rally the gamers behind, and this is going to be the symbol for it.
Yeah, so I think for the logo, we just wanted to stick with something that was minimalistic but strong and really spoke the brand's name inside of the iconography. So that's why we chose, our current badge, which... it's hard to see on Josh's, but
it looks good, man. Yeah. Know,
It was just Josh and I just threw back ideas, and that's kind of what stuck.
Yeah, I mean, mainframe, right? So we all have to connect into a mainframe to play as gamers. And so that's kind of what connects us all together is the mainframe. That's the idea behind it. You know, so we were throwing things around like a mainframe, a network of cool threads or a network, you know, whatever. But we thought, okay, a mainframe, what does it look like? We started looking at pictures of a mainframe, and then we started just putting drawings together and doing different lines, like simplifying what a mainframe computer would look like. And then we came up with this design that was based on a three-dimensional box. So if you imagine something coming this way and down here, and then we kind of cut it off and made like, you know, an M here and an F there. And it's just, as soon as we saw it, we were like, that's it. That's got to be our logo.
It's one of those epiphany things on the toilets, right? Like you just see it, like, you know, that is
it.
I was in the shower
singing something to Britney Spears and it came to me, yeah.
And it's like that logo is one of those, you know, nice identifiable logos where you can just slap that on anywhere. You know, if you guys, I don't know if you, I haven't seen if you made decals or anything like that, little stickers that you guys can like put on computers and stuff like that. But it's like, I like that simplistic design.
Yeah.
And you still know it stands for something. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Much appreciated.
But you guys do,
you guys some stickers.
You do more than, yeah, that'd be awesome. you do more than just the t-shirts design and stuff like that, right? You guys have branched out into other apparel. What else do you guys got on there?
Correct. Yeah. So we do, you know, the typical wears, hats, shirts, you know, we've looked at, we have beanies, sweaters, all that typical lifestyle stuff. And then another creative outlet piece that we've come up with is kind of the compression sleeve. So you can see here, you know, in our new Overwatch colors, but this piece to us kind of mix, you know, that creative expression, which, you know, whether it's team-based or game-based or you just like specific colors, and then tied back into the utility of a gaming sleeve and, you know, being able to represent, you know, yourself creatively as well as competitively if you want or however. So,
I mean, I see you got the, you just said, but the sleeve and everything, like that's for the, you know, helping the gamers and stuff. You also have the glasses too. You were explaining that a little before the show, but we didn't get that to the, you know, the chat room there.
Yeah, so a lot of people out there, they know Gunner. Gunner's a great company. The guys from Oakley, you know, they started that about, I don't know, 10 or 11 years ago. Great company, but we wanted to use the same technology in a stylistic way, so we don't have a very yellow lens, but it still blocks the artificial blue light that is emitted from screens. So it's really important to gamers and people who work in front of a computer to, you know, protect your eyes in some way, because the artificial blue light is harmful to your eyes. You'll notice if you look at the screen too long, game too long, you're going to start rubbing your eyes like this.
Yeah.
You have red headaches. So the lens technology actually does block that artificial blue light, and it's amazing. I love it. I wear them all the time when I'm working, all the time when I'm gaming.
Yeah, we had who was it that was wearing them on during the Street Fighter tournament?
Oh, Fuller.
Yeah, Fuller.
Yeah, he was wearing them.
Yeah,
and
he swears by them.
Yeah. I mean, I've been wanting to try them for a while, but that's what I like about your guys is I like how it's not super yellow lens, but it still gets the job done. Because I don't want to look like I'm getting ready to go out hunting, like, after I play a game. Like, after I finish the Smite match, I'm going to go out and hunt some duck or something.
Yeah.
or build a house, you know?
Or build a house. Yeah, safety glasses.
We also, going into it, we thought, you know, gamers, they really want to put the majority of their money toward video games and video game controllers, accessories. And so we didn't want to create a product and then price it at $100 or $75. We wanted that technology to be there, but also be reasonably priced so that, you know, a gamer can still go out and buy their games. So we retail them for $29.99 on our website and on a few other sales channels. And yeah, it's been great. People love them. They're well received. And I stand by them 100%. They're super effective. I love them. I'm not wearing them right now, though.
You wearing them right
now? These are the invisible ones. We just... No.
Oh, snap. They just announced a new product.
I know, right? Just dropped it right now.
You hear her first. It's contact lenses.
Speaking of more accessories, are there any plans to branch out with...
more, you know, accessory stuff, or are we just going to mainly push the t-shirts, hats, and everything like that?
I think for now we've our product offering is pretty wide as we want it. We want to be known as the gaming lifestyle brand. So that's where we're going to put a lot of our energy and focus. So you'll see a lot more, technical stuff, more varieties of t-shirts, cuts, different sweater types and things like that. But to your question, we'll probably stick more, keep it lifestyle focused, keep it trimmed up how we have it. But, you never know what the future brings.
Have you got any of those? Because I've seen your Instagram and it's awesome pictures and stuff like that from other, gamers. Sporting the brand and everything like that. Have you got any response for like tattoos? Somebody just throwing a big mainframe tattoo on their shoulder or something like that?
Not yet. No.
Not yet. Once we hit, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock's status.
Exactly.
Maybe someone will put one right here on their shin.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there. right on the bicep, right there.
Tattoo
yeah.
a compression sleeve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tattoo one of the designs.
In the meantime, you can just put, one of these on right here.
There you go.
Corey, I think you were looking for a new tattoo, right, Corey?
I am looking for a new tattoo, but I will never put any brand or band on myself. I've made that commitment. No matter where I am at life, no matter how drunk I am, no band, no brand. Well, it's just got to be something that means something.
How,
but if I were
drunk, you
were. Say, challenge
were
accepted.
Yeah, exactly. I think we can get you drunk enough to get a mainframe on you.
If I did do it, I'm telling chat right now, it would be a mainframe logo.
Yes. There you go.
Said right on his forehead.
We appreciate that.
Preface by saying I'll never do it ever. It's not going to happen. But
Corey,
if
you,
I did,
you wouldn't get a tattoo of me either, Corey.
Oh. No. Aww. Absolutely not. Tattooed on
Aww.
My heart, maybe.
Oh, no. I've had fans tattoo me on them.
Oh, good Lord.
Those aren't fans,
scary.
Ivy. Those aren't fans. Those are called stalkers.
No. There's one dude. He's really cool. I think he's going to be at C2E2 this weekend. He got my logo tattooed on his on his shin.
I was gonna say, so
cool.
Where are we going here, Ivy?
Where are we going?
Where are we going
tattoo?
Here? Yeah.
All right. It's safe. We're
on
fine.
His shin. On his shin.
Okay.
Shin. It's pretty cool. And he had me sign it, and then he tattooed my autograph.
Wow, that's some dedication right there.
Yeah,
that's some real.
It's cool.
That's called swim fan.
Swim fan.
It's okay though, because Corey will have Luke Cage's face tattooed right on the center mask.
I think we're going to be blessed by greatness here, boys.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
Greatness is on its way. In fact, I'm going to let him take the headphones and mic. There's a new god in Smite. I don't think Raffer even knows about it, and he's a professional, 2-time world champion. Nizmonic, you get your wish. Here is the god that you serve, Raffer. Hold on.
Oh, wow. We got – now. Yeah. If I had a soundboard, I probably would have played the sound effects of – yeah, the clapping sound. I rap for everybody.
There we go.
What's happening?
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
What's going on?
Hey, girl, hey.
Chat's already popping off. I rap for the god. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, what's up, guys? You barely see yourself. It's so small, that camera.
Which one is it? Oh, with Ivy? Who's that?
No, I mean my own camera. So
So
I don't know if I look like an idiot or not.
Nah, you look fine. I mean, you look better than Corey did on there, so it's fine.
That's
don't
not hard to do,
it.
Though.
Exactly.
That's not hard.
So
I like this guy.
How's the season going right now?
So we had a slow season, a slow start to the season. We didn't want to completely burn ourselves out, because we've played the game so long now. Oh, I got massage and everything.
Yeah, that's
so
creepy.
We didn't want to burn ourselves out, so we took it easy. We qualified for the LAN. And then we ended up getting knocked out of the finals, but we went to the loser's bracket, and it still qualifies us for the same tournament. So it's the same results anyway, because the next tournament doesn't really matter about seeding. It's just the momentum you go into it. So now it's kind of a bonus, because now we have a warm-up game before we go into the harder games next tournament.
And then you're just going to just blow everybody out the water, basically, right? That's what I hear?
Yeah, that's the energy style. That's like, what we've done for 2 years now. So I think we won around 8 or 9 lands straight. So,
all right. So for the new people in there, Irafer, who don't know anything about the game you play, because I love Smite, first of all.
I'm
a big fan of the game, big fan of yours. Let them know what the game's all about, as if, you know, they're brand new.
Okay, so I'm not going to count them out as they don't know anything about games at all. So the easiest way to describe it would be Dota or League of Legends. Uh-huh. So it's that MOBA sort of style, but with the World of Warcraft point of view. So it's just kind of the same like as them two, like mixed together, but a tower defense style. So you just have to push the enemy type. Is there more people here? Oh, God. The rest of the team's coming now.
Uh-oh. Wow, we're about to get the whole NRG Smite team on there?
No, they're going bad. That's where I was literally going a second ago, but Corey blackmailed me into coming. Where's
your drink? That sounds like his style.
It does
kind
of sound like his story.
Oh, yeah, it's all good fun. But, yeah, I see in chat someone's asking about the new god. I haven't read the patch notes because it doesn't apply for this tournament we'll be going to in 2 weeks. So we're just going to leave that until the next split.
So you don't even...
Like when 3 to 4 weeks.
When the updates and stuff like that come out, you don't just check them out? Are you that focused in on, you know, what you're doing at the time? Or is it just like a... since it doesn't matter, it just, you know, I don't need to read it.
It does matter, but we have so much time where we don't need to concentrate on it, because some gods, you could read the kit and it sounds a lot better, but when you like actually practiced it in like a practical environment, it's not always the same. Like, they might have a really good kit, but you could never use it in team fights because you get focused so hard and you have like the lack of HP scaling, stuff like that. You know, it's all small stuff that can make put a god out of the meta.
It sounds all very in-depth, definitely. I mean, I'm really a arena player when it comes to Smite. Like, I don't even really touch Conquest too much. Me and my friends, we like getting in an arena and just duking it out and nothing but, like, team fights as much as possible. Who do we have on?
Yeah, don't judge, man.
Who do we have on from
Hi-Rez?
Hi-Rez, yeah.
Dan.
Yeah,
and
I was trying to see if he can get a...
Oh, get arena mode.
Arena mode into like the pro leagues and stuff like that. Because I feel like I can build a team at least in arena mode. Do you think something like that could be possible, or is that just like it's just a fun thing to play?
I know there used to be a ranked game mode for arena, and that was good fun. But I think it was splitting the player base a tiny bit too much, and I don't think that's what they want to do. I think they want to focus the main competitiveness into like the conquest map. And the rest of the game modes to be fun, because I know like a lot of the PlayStation 4 players, the Xbox One players, a lot of the PC players too, they do enjoy to play Arena. And I'm not going to lie, I play it myself every now and then because it's just a nice game mode to just relax in. You won't get people raging.
Oh,
yeah.
You're
not expected
to like carry, because like, whenever I play ranked, as a support player too, like, oh... why you're not carrying, like, you've got such high elo and you can't carry us when I'm not in a role where you can carry like 95% of the time. Sometimes you can. It's just, I don't know, it depends on the opponents too.
All right, so let's get to know Irafer a little bit more. So I know you put tons and tons of hours into Smite, I mean, to be as good as you are, but what does one do when they need to unwind away from Smite? Do you go to another game, or is it just like, I go ride a bike?
See, that was the problem. Like, I never used to unwind down, really, and that's where I became really burnt out. But now I just do something as simple as going for a walk or going for a jog. Just something really, like, that you would think was really small, but it does really help you when you're frustrated, because I can guarantee you, like, by the time you finished with that exercise, you'll be thinking, like, of the problem 50% less. Like, it really does help. And if you don't want to do that, just go and play another game. It's not hard, but you can sometimes take your frustration across to other games too. So it depends on you as a person. But for me, it's just really easy to unwind on a different game. But I know other people can struggle with that.
You got something? I keep going all day.
What do you think? all right, so you've been in DC for a couple days. What do you guys think about the DC area so far?
I mean, at first, I was a bit skeptical because it was like late at night and
did it look sketchy or something? Like, was there?
There was a few like groups of people, and when we were like getting off the trains, like the metro,
yeah,
and we could smell cannabis, but apparently it's legal here.
Yeah,
it's legal here, so that's
legal
probably
everywhere.
Why we smelled it. But I was a bit skeptical of it.
So what have you guys done so far? Have you guys been to the White House yet?
No, we've not been there.
Where was it we went?
Today?
Yeah, the first place.
The United States Capitol.
So we went on a tour. I know it wasn't the White House, so I wasn't too sure, but we went on a tour to the United States Capitol. That's what it is, okay. Right?
Was it
and that
Trump?
Was like really interesting.
Was it Trump smoking the cannabis? We want to know the real behind the scene stuff. It was Trump smoking the cannabis, wasn't
maybe,
it?
Maybe. I'm not too sure.
You heard it first, everybody.
He's not,
Arafat says
he's not at liberty
Trump
to discuss.
Was smoking the cannabis, everybody. So, what are you guys? Are they actually playing in the White House? Does the White House have a setup for esports? That's what we need to get.
I don't think they do.
No, nothing like that.
I don't think they do. Yeah.
What's going on in chat? Is anybody popping off with any questions?
I think one of them.
Oh, go ahead.
I think one of the players from Energy did play in the White House, didn't they?
But, the Rocket League.
Yeah, the Rocket League players did, but we didn't have that opportunity ourselves. Not yet, anyway. Obviously, it's a growing industry, esports, so it's just a matter of time.
So Mainframe, they asked us a question. I guess I'll pass the question right along about the future of esports. Where do you see the future of esports in about 5 years?
Us?
I can just honestly see it being...
Both of you. I'm gonna ask. I'll go for a raffle first, and then we'll hit the Mainframe guys up. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I'm just interrupting. It's really laggy, this connection, so I can barely hear sometimes. I just hear parts. But in 5 years, I can see it being just like a normal sport. I mean, it is already with some genre of games like CSGO, League of Legends, Dota. You know, it's massive. Like, I hope like one day Smite will be as big as them. But yeah, it's just already showing just promise just from them previous games like I mentioned. But as I say, it's just growing and growing and growing. There's only a matter of time. I never think it will take over them, but I could definitely think it could give it a good run for its money.
What do you think, Mainframe guys?
I think I really believe that it'll become one of the biggest sports in the world because it's like you were 10 years behind Asia, you know, in terms of like participation, viewership. But also, you know, there's articles out there that are saying that, yeah, within 5 years, it'll be bigger than regular sports. I really think that we're going to go that way and it's not going to stop. And eventually, I think, call me crazy, but I think we're going to see real athletes, physical strong athletes cross into VR and compete in VR. That's where I think it's going to go.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Now, are we talking about like a prime of their career type of thing? Or is like, well, I've retired now, so let me go to the VR world and...
No, I'm talking like football player-style athletes, basketball player-style athletes, really athletic people putting on and going into the VR world, Tron-style, and whether it's FPS.
That would be dope.
I think it'll get there eventually, but I never, ever want to see the desktop and the console go away because it's just too good.
Okay, so all right, you brought it up. What do you think, console or desktop? What do you think is better?
For me?
Yeah.
For me, that's tough to say. Our brand is, you know, represents both, but I really have a soft spot in my heart for PC gaming.
Corey's gonna be happy about that.
Yeah. And he doesn't even hear
it. It started with Half-Life and Rainbow Six long time ago in the 90s. So
I'm gonna have to jump in there and say that for me, the console is where it started for me, and so there's a special place in my heart for that. And I think you know, each platform is, you know, they're going to tell a great story, but for me, it's all about the nostalgia and that feeling that the console gives me. And I think you'll see kind of a mixture of console and PC kind of forming together with what you're seeing with Microsoft coming out with. But, you know, like Josh said, we back all systems, any platform. So, you know, it's kind of a hard choice, but.
Raph, what about you? I know you obviously play on PC for Smite, but what did you start out on? Did you start on PC for gaming, or did you start as a console player?
So obviously it started up really young for me. Just played a lot of computer games since the age of 4 or 5. I always go back to the days of playing Mario, you know, for your SNES.
Oh, yeah.
And then I obviously went to the Xbox, and then shortly after that, I got a PC, just a basic PC, played Warcraft 3. So I played that a lot, you know, with strategic games, RTSs. And that was, like, super fun, and I always thought I was, like, one of the best at it, but then I would actually go against good players and get absolutely destroyed by someone who could, like, macro well as the micro, whereas I was just, like, godlike with micro, and I could usually out-micro someone, but someone who could macro too, I was just complete toast. So then I went to, like, Heroes of New Earth and Dota, and that's how I kind of got my MOBA background, and that's how it was, like, so easy to get into Smite. I was a big fan of World of Warcraft. I used to play that a lot of fucking hours, like, I don't know, 6K plus, maybe.
Oh, jeez.
So it was a lot, and I always had a soft spot for the console, too, so I'd probably go 60% PC, 40% console. I think they both have, like, really, really good potential, but I'm just always been a true PC player, unfortunately, for those console plebs out there.
Yeah.
You hear Corey dying.
Yeah, I know there. Corey is, like, lapping that up with the console. Yeah, he's cheering. Understand.
It's also hard, too, right? Because, like, everybody can connect to NES, you know, or Sega or SNES, wherever you started, maybe for, like, a later generation GameCube or, you know, the original Xbox, so PS1. I mean, it's tough, but, like, yeah, I tend to like PC gaming more, and Chandler likes console gaming more.
Yeah. That's good that you guys have, like, a balance, so you guys kind of represent both.
Yeah, it's like the light and the dark side. Or
wow.
It just depends.
I got a real quick question for Raffer. On the Smite game, do you find that there is a disadvantage if one uses a controller over a mouse and keyboard?
Yeah, like 1,000,000%. You can, like, if someone used a controller on the PC, they would just get absolutely destroyed. Whereas if someone used a mouse and keyboard on the console, they would absolutely destroy the other controller users too.
Well, I mean specifically for Smite, though. The game Smite, though.
Definitely for Smite. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Like, with Smite, it's that hard. You know, it's so hard to use a controller. But if someone gave me a controller with, like, my skills on Smite versus someone who's very good on a controller at Smite, I'd probably get beat by them because I'm so used to it being easy on a mouse and keyboard.
I'm a main with a controller. Like, that's all I've been playing with. I don't know why I can't wrap my head around, you know, playing that way with the on the PC.
Smite, it took me a little bit to get used to playing. It wasn't until I started playing Overwatch on the PC that I switched to keyboard and mouse for Smite 2. And it is, like, he's right. I think it's, like, astronomically easier, especially for the skill shots.
Mm-hmm.
We got any, people are following in the chat. We got any questions for Mainframe or iRaffer in the chat going off?
We're getting a lot of people cheering on for the PC Master Race.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, someone did
what
ask,
have I done?
What does Raffer think about, I'm trying to find it, there's another guy. Hold on, I'm trying to find it, sorry. About, how do you feel about Ganesha Raffer? I don't know what that means.
About what, sorry? His connection's really laggy.
I think that's a new god, right?
How do you feel about Ganesha Raffer?
Oh, that's the new god. So I read it very briefly around 20 minutes ago. His kit seems good. Like it does seem really, really good. Like it could work in a support role, or the solo lane. I'm not too sure. We'd definitely have to play the guard, see how it is, like practically. And I don't know. It's so hard. Like reading some guard's kits, it could work, and then some people think it doesn't, and then a certain play will come out with a play style, and it will like completely make the guard shine, and then you realize how well the guard is in that scenario. So maybe if you gave me like 3 to 4 more weeks, I'd be able to maybe upload a guide or my feelings about the guard, something like that.
Smite seems to.
It would be too hard for me to.
Oh no! Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say it's really hard to give an opinion on it just by reading his abilities.
I was gonna say that Hi-Rez seems to be doing a very good job with the release of gods, like at a steady flow. Like I can take a break from the game for a little bit and then come back, and it just seems like they've got like two more or something like that that they've already released. So, I mean, as opposed to something like, I guess, Overwatch, where it's kind of far and few between, you know, do you think that's a negative thing because they're just flooding the game with a whole bunch of different, you know, gods, or do you think it's a positive thing to have more options like that?
I think it's definitely a positive thing because, I mean, I'm no League of Legends pro, but I'm sure I think like the diversity of gods picked in a competitive like tournament is like 12 to 16, something as small as that. Don't quote me on that. I definitely read it somewhere. But in Smite, we've had like up to like 30 gods picked, 40 gods, you know, in tournaments, because it lets like different gods kits let so many different players shine in their play styles. Like this other support player could play this god every day. That would be a bad pick, but he could like make it work in his like own playstyle. So it's like crazy how people say, oh, this god is underpowered. Then one person will show how good it is at a tournament, and then it changes everyone's minds. It's just Hi-Rez do a really good job of balancing, even though like a lot of people say they don't. I do think they do. Sometimes they make stupid changes that are not needed, but I think like the general release of gods is pretty good, pretty balanced.
Who do you think they should fix out of all the gods that they have now? Ymir, I'm calling it right now for that 7-hour freeze that he does. But
yeah.
Who do you think could use the most modifications in the game? Which god?
I can't even think on the top of my head. Maybe as a guardian, probably like see, Hades used to be a guardian, but he changed into a mage.
Yeah, I saw
think they should have changed his kit. I think they should have changed his kit to stay as a guardian. But for the current guardians, maybe Kumbakana, some god like that. That'd probably be the best.
He's got a lot of stun and sleep in Kumba. Yeah, like yeah. He's kind of irritating going to. But again, like I said, I play a lot of arena, so it's a different field. You know, it's a different, you know, feel of the whole thing. We don't have the soundboard to go to the music, so that's a happy thing for the chat. but we got a couple of news stories if you guys want to stick around to go over that.
Yeah, let's do it.
How you feeling, Raffer? I know he's been feeding you Jesus juice all night, so I have no idea what's going on over there.
I'm good. I've not really drank that much. I was literally about to get to sleep, and then he asked me to just make a special appearance, and you can never say no to Corey, so.
That looks like a creepy old uncle behind you.
Yeah. Do you say you can never say no to Corey because he's standing right behind you?
Hey, that's no way to talk about Chad.
No, no.
Oh, you meant Corey. Okay.
He's saying good things about you.
Yeah, right.
He said, yeah, right. He didn't believe me. God damn it.
That's so true.
One of the big things that I'm seeing on a lot of different websites now is that Nintendo was reported to release the SNES Classic this year sometimes. Now, we already know they stopped production on the classic NES reboot, the little small micro,
you know, plug and play, basically.
Yeah.
And they had 30 games on the original one. Most likely, if Nintendo, you know, mimics the same thing, they'll come out with this console, about three of them, so you better get your pre-orders in as soon as you can. And most likely, they're going to have 30 more games on here. Webb, what games do you want to see on the SNES Classic remake?
Oh, man. I'm simple. Super Mario World, want to see that.
Classic one, definitely.
Yoshi's World, that was fun.
I can do without that one, but, you know.
It's not up there, but it's like a childhood like memory. Mm-hmm. Star Fox.
There was a Star Fox on the Super Nintendo?
Pretty sure there was. It didn't start on the 64.
No. Oh, I don't.
And then, and then Mario, of course.
So like you're just going, yeah, you're going all going Nintendo brands. Yeah, yeah, just basic. Ivy, which games do you want to see? I know you said you got into the store and, you know, Papa said, which console you want? And you said, I want the most expensive one, SNES at the time.
Of course.
So yeah. Which games do you want to see come back on the classic reboot, basically, of their classic NES?
Super Mario World, Super Mario All-Stars, Donkey Kong 1 and 2. I really didn't care for 3. Super R-Type. Trying to think what else there was on there that I was playing a lot. Crap. I just want to grab my box and go through them right now and be like, yes, this! damn. Oh, Clay Fighters.
Clay Fighters, really? Over like a Street Fighter?
Yeah, it's fun, dude. Don't like knock it.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo? You'd pick that over...
Street Fighter 2, yeah, that too. But Clay Fighters too. Not Clay Fighters.
All right.
And because, you know, I picked up all the Disney games as they came out, Aladdin would be fun.
Oh yeah, that game was actually very frustrating. That was the
That
was one of those Dark Souls type of games back on the SNES, definitely.
I think Dark Souls, that's where they got their inspiration
Contra.
From.
Oh yeah. No, yeah.
Ooh, Super Metroid. Yes.
Yeah,
ooh,
Chad.
Killer Instinct.
Chad is popping off Chrono Trigger in chat.
Yeah.
Chandler, what games would you want to see on the SNES, the remake?
Legends of Gaia. Final Fight.
Legends of Gaia.
F-Zero.
Man, he's doing deep
Super
cuts.
Super Mario All-Stars.
F-Zero.
Dude, we could go on. TMNT.
Yes.
Wait, how has nobody said Super Punch-Out? That's like...
Right?
Oh.
Right?
Super Punch-Out, that's the one, man.
Makes no sense.
X-Men as well.
X-Men's good. Yeah, classic.
So I really hope... Raffer, do you play the retro stuff?
The retro stuff I played was like the main ones I remember. It's like Mario Kart and Super Mario World.
That's another one. Mario Kart.
Yep.
I think I played like Bomberman. A few games like that. I can't really remember the whole list of games I played, but I would definitely want the Super Mario. That was my favorite.
Well, there's no list right now. This is all just kind of speculations and rumors and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's coming from multiple different sources. If IGN is reporting on it, it's almost, you know, good as gold. You got IGN, Kotaku, and you know, GameSpot, like all the big ones are definitely reporting on that. So if we see it any time, it most likely will be around holidays. But that's going to be tough, like what they're going to put on there. Like this could be most likely it's going to be a bigger seller than, you know, the SNES one, but
I think so, especially because now the NES is like discontinued.
It's gone.
So now
yeah.
People, I think, as active as they were as trying to find the NES, now it's going to be like times like 100 because they know it's going to be limited time and they want to grab it before it leaves. Yeah. I've never actually seen the NES Classic in person.
I haven't either. Yeah.
Josh Chandler, have you guys actually seen it or gotten to play with it?
No, we couldn't. I mean, no, like Aaron said, they made like three of them and then stopped making them, so we never got around to getting one, but we do want to get one. But Nintendo, if you're listening, Super Punch-Out.
Yes, add Super Punch-Out. Like, it needs to be on there. I hope they do some upgraded features, too, because, like, they kind of just came out with the original NES, and they just said, here you go. I kind of hope they do a little extra on this one. Like, maybe, I don't know, a little online play, maybe? That's asking too much. I understand.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. I think that would be too much. It would kind of take away like the whole NES thing, sit on the couch and play it with your friends, you know?
Yeah, like, in person. That's the whole Nintendo thing is.
Okay, then I'll pull it back. How about at least package it with two controllers?
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we
We can do that one.
I think it's still asking too much of them, but I that's more realistic than online play.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I'm gonna head off now anyway, guys.
Oh, no problem.
All right, thanks, man.
It was awesome.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out.
Nice to meet you.
With Corey.
Good luck.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, Corey finally took the gun away from Raffer's back, and Raffer is out of here, everybody.
Jasmine is Jasmine.
And Ivy has brought in her special guest. What's that? What's that cat's name? Which one is this? Is this Sleepy?
This is Jasmine.
Oh.
Jasmine.
There's like seven.
A very
of them.
Large cat.
I'm back, bitches.
Wow.
All right, so the podcast is over. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in, guys. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
How dare you, Ivy? And you know what? Iraffer is probably he's one of the most prolific figures in the Smite community. So you're welcome for bringing that to the show.
You almost said Iraffer is your favorite, didn't you?
Cool.
You were trying to pick
really
out kids.
Corey was going to fanboy right now.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Maybe. My favorite in the entire org, maybe.
Wow.
But this guy, I mean, I went to war with this guy in Atlanta during the second world championship. He's a proud, European player. He went on the mic after beating an American team mm-hmm. into an arena full of Smite fans and said, "NA sucks, dude. NA sucks."
Wow.
Oh.
Took the booze like a champ and then went on to say that he felt like he was in home territory because all the European teams were smashing NA. The guy goes on to win that tournament and he humps the hammer that they give him.
Oh. Famous,
trophy of Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a famous.
Tell him he needs to give you some Jaffa cakes.
Oh, wow.
If you've never had Jaffa cakes from England, then. You're missing out.
I've never had them, but I heard them all the time on the Yogg's cast. Like any video that they put up, they were always playing Minecraft and talking about Jaffa cakes. Like that was their thing.
Oh my gosh, they're amazing.
Other news we have in here, actually, which is very relevant. We probably should have had Raffer on there. So if you can get him right back, Corey, for this one.
No, I'm just as good.
Oh, okay. All right. Esports will become a medal event at the 2022 Asian Games. So, I mean, we've been talking all night about, where is, esports going overseas already. They look like they are definitely more advanced than we are right now. So competitive video games will become a medal sport for the first time ever at the 2022 Asian Games. The Olympic Council of Asia announced they will appear as a demonstration event on the 2018 edition of the next Asian Games held in Indonesia as part of the runner-up to esports official inclusion as a medal sport in Hangzhou, China. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Nailed it.
But how dope would that be? It's like, oh yeah, I have a gold medal in esports. You know,
what game are they gonna play?
Let's see. They are going to play games like FIFA 2017, and League of Legends, and StarCraft 2.
Okay.
So
I'm not surprised by League of Legends or StarCraft.
Yeah, well, you're surprised by FIFA?
Well, yeah.
I am.
Mean, yeah, to be honest. I'm not surprised by the other two because that's their bread and butter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where they excel.
I keep telling you guys all the time, FIFA is global. Like, it's universal, everybody. It's
just such a different game, like, than the other
games. Oh, yeah. Well, I see what you mean.
I
see what you mean. Yeah. So then, Mainframe, how long do you guys think it'll take before esports becomes an Olympic event for the whole world?
I honestly just see it like dominoes, man. 2018, right after that, just consistently. I mean, it's world known already, and it people are accepting it more and more. And I think, there's a lot of games that they're excluding, which is, I feel is a bad on their part. Like you said, FIFA, there's, a handful of other games that should be on that board as well. But I think it'll be just... Right after it. So.
Yeah, agreed. I just think it's, I think we're going to get there faster than what people are predicting. That's been the case with esports since it's come into the limelight.
I really hope, I want to see the next Olympics. Corey? I want to see them do like the taekwondo, and then right after that, the Street Fighter.
Oh, just roll right into it?
Just roll right into it.
Have them do like a backwards butterfly kick into their seat. Because
I'd be like, that'd be kind of dope. Be like, oh, wow, the taekwondo gold goes to so-and-so. And then next up, Street Fighter, everybody. And then they just camera just pans over, and then you got the esports players right then and there. It'd be dope.
And then for the World Cup, they go, the winners go on to play in FIFA.
Oh, wow. That's asking way too much.
Corey, do you want to explain why you're hailing Hitler a second ago?
Been hanging out
on stream.
So
hanging out with the Europeans over there a little too much.
I technically don't see it, but as you can see in chat, a lot of people come in and say I look like broken Matt Hardy.
I don't see it.
Like I said, I totally don't see it either. But for whatever reason, they say I look like broken Matt Hardy. So I like broken Matt Hardy. I think he's a brilliant character in wrestling that kind of revitalized it. So as a tribute, I do delete.
That's horrible.
Delete.
He looks more like Action Bronson, everybody.
Yeah.
So let's give Matt
an opportunity to be knocking. You better let that motherfucker in.
That's horrible. That is horrible.
Wow. That's the worst.
you guys just don't understand. I've had like 5 full glasses of screwdrivers.
Yeah, we saw you feeding Raffer drinks like, you know, like some drunken prom date or something like that.
Here's like, the legitimate thing. The only team that could outdrink me 100% every single time is the Smite team.
Well, because
every
European.
Single one of them.
I know. This is probably watered down drinks to them because, you know, European is probably the hardcore source of. They drink gasoline over there.
Whether it's because they're all Vikings from Europe, I don't know what it is exactly, but they all out. Yeah, they outdrink the hell out of me. So these guys could drink. These guys party. I'm having the time of my life out here in D.C. hanging out with these boys. They're a ton of fun.
It's 3 hours over there, right? Like, it's about 1 o'clock over there right now?
Yeah, it's past midnight.
That's it's pretty late for these guys, right? It shouldn't be their bedtimes, and you're keeping them up for podcasting?
Well, Raffer, yeah. I mean, last night we went out to dinner with Events DC, a brand new sponsor of ours. Then we walked over to Target to buy a poker kit, and we proceeded to have an entire night of poker and drinking, and which I took second place. So to keep the VGB people proud, I beat professional esports players in poker.
In poker.
Yeah. And something that has nothing to do with esports. But good job.
However, no. No, they have the mentality of 2-time world champions. So beating any of them in anything is an accomplishment.
Good point.
Yeah.
For sure. No, it's 100% true. The only one I couldn't beat was Adapting, who is like the best jungler in the world and has been for many years. And he proved it. Like, the man did not back down. I had a chip advantage on him when it came down to the final two after eliminating Raffer there. And Adapting whittled me down to nothing. And it was very painful. And very fun at the same time. I ended up making $10 on the night, so there's that. And then all that to say, we stayed up till like 2 or 3 to get up around like 7, so that we can go do like a bunch of stuff in DC. So we went to the Capitol building, like he mentioned. We then went to like a museum. We went to like 3 different bars. We went to a fancy barbecue spot. It was a full day, late. I'm tired as fuck right now. We're doing it again tomorrow.
Just as drunk as you were today.
I was more drunk last night. I mean, obviously, playing a game of poker, like, these boys drink. And I did my best to keep up. I failed miserably. But it was a good night. And tomorrow's going to be a great day. You can follow us on Twitter, at NRGGG. And we're going to be doing, like, posting. We're going to be following the guys as through their adventures. I don't know if you saw in my pocket, one player from the Smite team, Dimmy, the solo laner, couldn't make it. He had to go back to university. So we made a cardboard cutout of him. Wow. And we take them. We take them everywhere we go. We fit them into pictures. And, you know, Dimmy, I doubt you're watching this, but we love you, brother.
We're gonna get on and follow Energy GG right now on Twitter.
Yeah, nice. Boy.
That they probably need it, because they probably have, let's see, tons of followers.
We need them. We need them. The journey to 1K. That's where we're going.
You mean 100K? Yeah.
To 1K. We're going over 1,000, everybody.
I've been drinking.
Okay, Jake.
Let me see. I mean, because the show is kind of winding down, but I do want to squeeze this one in while we got the mainframe guys in here.
Yeah.
So, mainframe guys, have you ever seen a show called Inside the Actor Studio?
Yes.
And you know, at the end of every episode of Inside the Actor Studio, James Lipton asks the guest a series of questions.
Yep.
Well, here on the Video Game Bang, we do something quite similar. It's called Inside the Geek Studios with Sir Aaron Carter. If I had the music right now, I'd play it, but this is the weekday show, and the budget doesn't allow for that. So
I run a tight ship, boys.
Oh, man.
So, Ivy, you actually haven't been a part of this one either, so I'm going to have you chime in as well. Mainframe guys, are you ready?
Ready.
These are deep cuts, so you got to be ready for these ones. All right. First question.
Cuts like Corey's Luke Cage issue?
Very much so.
Stop it.
Very much so. All right. Josh and Chandler, first question. What is your favorite geek or nerd word? Ooh, jeez. Look at that. Yeah.
Mine is probably, I don't know if it's a word as much as it is an acronym. It's probably STFD'd.
Oh, okay. All right.
I like that.
It's kind of edgy, but
yay, we go for
sometimes
edgy.
Sometimes it's fun to troll when you're in game dominating. You just you know, you got STFD'd.
Yeah.
Josh told me I was going to go with STFU.
Oh, well, there you go. Ivy, do you have a favorite nerd or geek word?
I don't know. Cosplay, convention. Yes! That's not there a geek word.
That's a basic bitch word.
Please don't make it yes.
Yes, girl, yes.
You know, I want to tell a quick story real quick. I was talking to the Smite guys upstairs like 5 minutes before the show, and I mentioned, like, yeah, we got a new co-host. Her name is Ivy Doomkitty. And every single one of them, I fucking kid you not, were like, we know who that is.
No!
100%.
Liar.
That's awesome.
Now, I'm not. They know Jessica Negri and they knew Ivy Doomkitty. And because we were talking cosplay because of all the, you know, stuff BGB has done with the cosplay community and obviously having you as toast. And every one of them knew who you were. And it was a proud moment for myself to acknowledge that I knew you. It's probably the only reason Rafford hit the show for so long.
That's awesome.
All right. Next question for you guys.
Corey?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ivy.
All right. Thank you, Corey. I will refrain from using the two words for the remainder of the show.
Luke Cage?
And I appreciate that.
So were those the words?
Luke Cage?
Was Luke Cage the words?
I won't be saying it.
All right. All right. What is your favorite video game?
BioShock.
Ooh. He was quick to that one.
Yeah, he was quick to that.
Didn't even think about it.
Right now, I'm going to have to say Overwatch is my favorite right now. Yeah.
Nice.
Ivy?
Assassin's Creed 2.
Assassin's Creed 2. Now, here we go. Yeah. Flip on this one. What is the video game you hate the most?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little tougher, isn't
it? Dark Souls 3.
There you go. There
Bloodborne.
You go.
Bloodborne.
Hate the most? Probably Pong.
Wow. Ivy, you got one?
Man, I don't even know, dude.
That's a tough one.
Let me stew on that one for a bit.
All right.
When I do, I'll just let you know.
We'll come back to that one then for you. All right, so let's go with the tough ones. If you could live in any video game world, which one would it be?
Ivy, you take this one.
Well, okay, because it's a game, I can get away with it. Harry Potter World.
There you go.
Oh, snap.
You didn't even think about that.
I didn't think
you?
About that.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's basically the Harry Potter World. Yeah.
Damn.
That would
I don't know.
Looks like you got one on your brain, Chandler.
I'd probably say Skyrim.
So, oh,
okay.
Snap. Okay.
Skyrim. All right.
We could roll together. Yeah. That's why I picked.
Chan the man, you get nothing? Dark Souls?
I like that. You cut on.
Chan the man, yeah.
Let's say Doom.
Oh, wow. You're going hardcore.
Yeah, that's dark.
Dangerous one.
Dark.
Fast pace, man.
Ivy's like, I'm all about that.
And then let's squeeze one more in because I already hear the music just blasting on me. If you could have any superpower, which one would it be?
Oh, without a doubt, flying. Without a doubt, flying.
Flying, wow.
That's why I picked.
Yeah, I mean, I hear a lot of people say that
one. It's a good one.
The Force.
It's like, everything in the Force. I get
everything.
Ivy, have you thought about this one?
Yeah, flying, because it means ultimate freedom.
Yeah.
You can just go anytime, anywhere, and you'd be free.
A jumbo
it's just
jet
free.
Stops you.
No, think about it. It's just you in like just flying, and there's nothing around you. There's no people. There's no noise. It's just you and the scenery, and that's it. There's nothing.
She has like a legitimate
ultimate
reason.
Ultimate clarity.
I just don't want to walk
in. Is the show music ending?
It's still going right now.
I just want to throw this in real quick.
Go ahead.
I watched X-Men Apocalypse on the plane, and I thought it totally was awesome, except for the romanticization of how everybody loved Jennifer Lawrence's character. Other than that great movie, Jennifer Lawrence should have been cut from the movie. End of frame.
Wait, in what movie?
Where did it come from? Like, just out of the blue. Be like, you know what? X-Men was a decent movie. Jennifer Lawrence be cut. That's what I wanted to know.
Random.
I'm drunk. That's what it is.
What's up, pizzas?
Yeah,
2017.
Mainframe, thanks for coming out, guys. Let us know where you can find all Mainframe apparel and you guys on the social medias. Hit that all up.
You can hop online, mainframeusa.com, Instagram, mainframe_USA, Twitter,
mainframeusa, no underscore on Twitter, and then Facebook /mainframeusa.
Awesome, guys. Ivy, you got anything new coming up? I know we heard a little bit about the
C2E2 in Chicago this weekend. If you are in Chi-Town, come see me at the con all 3 days. I'm judging the World Championship of Cosplay.
Ooh.
And I have 3 panels and an interview on Twitch as well. It's going to be insane. So come on by. Would love to say hi. Give you lots of hugs.
Oh,
bring
me
Starbucks frappuccinos with soy and energy drinks, please. No, really, I'm going to be dying this weekend. I look forward to seeing you guys there. And you can find me on all social media under Ivy Doom Kitty.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. For Corey, Chan the Man, Josh, Ivy Doom Kitty, the real David Webb. That's a lot of names I just had to burn through. I am Sir Aaron Carter saying you have just been banged.
Yes, guys, sir. Thank you so much. You're awesome.
Yeah, thank